in Chicago. It happened outside Terminal 2 on the street outside. ABC's Christian Pico is there.
Chicago police say several people got into some sort of fight shortly before 1 o'clock this morning. And at some point, someone pulled out a gun and shot a 25-year-old man at least twice.
The victim receiving wounds to his lower body is in stable condition at a nearby hospital. Another person is being interviewed right now. There are no access for travelers wanting ground transportation or to pick up their bags at O'Hare. The Trump steel and aluminum tariffs, 25% now in effect. His seesawing tariffs and threats of them jolting the stock market over the past week. The president says this is a transition period and will eventually lead to more U.S. manufacturing jobs. The House has passed a continuing resolution that'll keep the government funded until the end of September. Senate Democrats will be needed if the Republicans hope to advance it to President Trump's desk. This is ABC News. A congressional hearing cut short when a Republican lawmaker refused to call the first openly trans member of Congress by her preferred pronouns.
During a meeting of the House Foreign Relations Subcommittee, Texas Representative Keith Self, the Republican chair, identifying the first openly transgender representative, Delaware's Sarah McBride, as Mr. McBride. He did it twice. Massachusetts Representative Bill Keating said he would not continue the meeting unless Self called McBride by her preferred pronoun. Self quickly adjourning the meeting. Later on social media, Self writing, quote, "It is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female." Dave Packer, ABC News.
McBride did not comment after the hearing. Convicted killer Scott Peterson sentenced to life for killing his wife and unborn child in 2022. Hurt, he had to be treated for injuries sustained after he and another inmate got into a fight after a very contentious game of pickleball at the Mule Creek State Prison in California. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
So do farms or nonprofits that have been left in the lurch with unfulfilled contracts from the U.S. Department of Agriculture have any options? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Yes, they do. That's the short answer from Rachel Armstrong. She's an attorney with Farm Commons. Today, she is holding a special virtual seminar to try to give some pointers to farms and nonprofits that are holding contracts with the U.S. Department of Agriculture that have not been financially fulfilled. She said the process is fairly straightforward. Her first suggestion, call the USDA office where the contract originated and try to find out what's going on. She says it's very important that you get these details and responses in writing. And once you've gotten the answer, maybe it's time for an appeal.
That sounds very heavy. We know that that's a legal word, but USDA has something called the National Appeals Division, which is a fairly straightforward process to start an appeal. And it really does involve writing a letter saying, I want to appeal this decision. And the decision can be that you didn't pay my invoice. You know, you clearly seem to have decided not to pay my invoice because nothing has happened. You've, you know, decided not to reimburse me, and I'm going to appeal that process.
Rachel Armstrong, an attorney with Farm Commons. She said they've received a lot of calls from farms and nonprofits trying to figure out what to do next. They've got great resources that they're always updating on their website, farmcommons.org.
Steffens Group has been in the business of marketing farm construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auction for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region, our team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffensgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffens today. steffensgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
And while there might be challenges with USDA grants, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced that 9 projects have received approval for $800,000 in funding to optimize nitrogen use in farm fields. All the details available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's just a quick snapshot on food news for now. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-7 win over the Cubs out in Arizona. Home runs by Jake Bowers, Vinny Capra, Reese Hoskins. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched against a Padres minor league team, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings in his first appearance since having shoulder surgery 17 months ago.
The changeup's got a long way to go, but all the other stuff is pretty much right where I want it.
NFL defensive back Eric Stokes is leaving the Packers. The former first-round pick signing a 1-year deal with the Raiders worth $4 million. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 115-114 in Indy. Giannis missing a game-winning shot at the buzzer. And the Bucks mourning the loss of former player and part owner Junior Bridgman, who died after suffering a heart attack at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville.
I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day. Just really a tough day.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming a little breezier in the afternoon with a high near 60. Friday, close to 70 with some rain, thunderstorms, and eventually snow by Saturday, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
98 Q Country.
The sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's life.
from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing in outer the beams of a neon moon. So watch your broken dreams dancing in outer the beams of a neon moon.
Sunburn, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona. And it's sunshine. Happens, and there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them gone, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy. And it's sunshine.
Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
This old man and me were at the bar, and we were having us some beers and swapping night on. Talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks, and habits we ain't kept. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. Said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m., I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today, just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even got a supper's. Take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up.
make it, kick it right in. Ain't even gotta load that truck. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down.
Karnick in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
Baby, to try to get a date. My boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. The summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
All right, little AJ, don't worry about that yet, the summertime blues, although it'll be a nice day today. Joel here, the morning show. Good to have you along. 31 is what we're waking up to. And our high temp today will be close to 50. Our description for today says, a cloudy sky early and then partly cloudy, which means some sunshine this afternoon. High close to 50. Winds will be 5 to 10 out of the south. Not too shabby. Few clouds tonight. Low drops to 26. Winds will be light and variable. So not a crazy warm day, but warm enough to get out, move around. 55 tomorrow. 65 on Friday. Mid-50s Saturday. We're going to drop off substantially. Only high about 30, 32 on Sunday. And then right back to the warm stuff. This warm weather may just stick here for a while. So the running, oh, the water today again will continue. Yesterday it stopped with the cooler weather that we had. So I hope your Wednesday has some good things going. We have Reality Radio coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning. I wrote a list somewhere of all the guests. I know Craig from Bader's is going to be in to chat with us. I know that's going to happen this morning. And I know we're going to talk the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. Scott Hahn and John Carlson will join us to talk about the big event back for this year, the last weekend in March. So they'll be in a little bit later on this morning, a little bit after 9:30 or so. And I think there's a couple other guests, too, that I can't recall but are on the list. So we'll fill you in on that in just a little bit. We're giving away some more Brewer tickets today. We're going to give away another pair of tickets for Saturday, April 5th this time. And if you'd like a chance to win, stay tuned. We will we'll give you a chance to do just that with our first keyword coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock here this morning. And we'll get the text out to the winner of yesterday's tickets here in just a little while. So stay tuned. Stay by your phone. Stand by. But the keyword comes up after 7. Pair of tickets again today, tomorrow, for the Brewers opening weekend at AmFam Field for Saturday, April 5th. Still a little ways away for you to make plans to make that happen. Twice an hour, we get you some news and sports, so let's get you updated on that right now at 628. ABC will kick off our coverage here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, shooting at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. It happened outside Terminal 2 on the street outside. ABC's Christian Pico is there.
Chicago police say several people got into some sort of fight shortly before 1 o'clock this morning. And at some point, someone pulled out a gun and shot a 25-year-old man at least twice.
The victim receiving wounds to his lower body is in stable condition at a nearby hospital. Another person is being interviewed right now. There are no access for travelers wanting ground transportation or to pick up their bags at O'Hare. The Trump steel and aluminum tariffs, 25% now in effect. His seesawing tariffs and threats of them jolting the stock market over the past week. The president says this is a transition period and will eventually lead to more U.S. manufacturing jobs. The House has passed a continuing resolution that'll keep the government funded until the end of September. Senate Democrats will be needed if the Republicans hope to advance it to President Trump's desk. This is ABC News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-7 win over the Cubs out in Arizona. Home runs by Jake Bowers, Vinny Capra, Reese Hoskins. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched against a Padres minor league team, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings in his first appearance since having shoulder surgery 17 months ago.
The changeup's got a long way to go, but all the other stuff is pretty much right where I want it.
NFL defensive back Eric Stokes is leaving the Packers. The former first-round pick signing a 1-year deal with the Raiders, worth $4 million. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 115-114 in Indy. Giannis missing a game-winning shot at the buzzer. And the Bucks mourning the loss of former player and part owner, Junior Bridgman, who died after suffering a heart attack at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville.
I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day. Just really a tough day.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming a little breezier in the afternoon with a high near 60. Friday, close to 70 with some rain, thunderstorms, and eventually snow by Saturday, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
98 Q Country.
Every morning when you come downstairs, hair
is a mess, but I don't care. No makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fit so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know, cause I'm finding an angel off my list. Thinking that it don't get no better than this.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do.
Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving you easy.
Wrapped around me late at night, pillow talk by candlelight. I'm gonna slow this down and make it last. As things fly by so fast. You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do.
Every little smile and every single touch reminds me just how much it all.
Something.
98 Q Country.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. You ain't heard a scene from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the west coast where it don't ever rain, and that I'm probably doing fine. Just don't tell them I've gone crazy. Something bad for me, cause I sure lost a lot of weight. I tell them I'm out on the road with some old rock and roll band, living like a gypsy.
Tell them anything you want to, just don't tell
Country.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. And we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. It's not the way that my life goes. Lord, I know. When you're passed out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Closer to you. horizon and not see a building standing tall. I wanna be the only one for miles and miles, except for maybe you and your simple smile. Oh, it sounds good to me. Yes, it sounds so good to me.
The Dixie Chicks for you on a Wednesday morning with 98Q, and we're going to get up to about, we'll shoot for 50. 48 is what I see for the forecast at high. We always like to be optimistic. We'll say close to 50. Wind not too bad, so should be a nice day today. Some clouds in the morning and some sun for you in the afternoon. Mid-50s tomorrow, mid-60s likely on Friday. Could be a little bit of wind and rain blowing in over the weekend. Possibility of some stuff Saturday night, Sunday. So just keep that in mind for the weekend. Reality Radio comes up after 8. We'll get you updated on what's going on in the outdoors. Craig from Vader Sports Center will join us at about 8:15. We're going to get an update from Tammy and the folks at Catkins on what's going on out there. Of course, we did the big fundraiser back in October. But we want to get an update on how things are going out at Catkins and their goal of adding on some space out there for the cats and dogs. So Tammy will be in about 8:45 this morning. We've got a huge, huge bingo jackpot with the Phillips Moose this weekend. And John Klimowski is going to join us to talk a little bit about the Moose and some things they're doing and that about 9 o'clock. And home show, the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show is coming up here quick. So we're going to get our first of about 3 visits with the folks with the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. Scott Hahn, director, John Carlson, longtime supporter of the show, will join us a little bit after 9:30 this morning. We'll see if we can't coerce Gray Gunderson in here to talk a little bit about all the moves still going on with the National Football League and the draft. People sliding here and there. Packers picking up a few guys. So we'll see what happens. That's reality. A little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning. Tomorrow, we're going to bring you Rib Lake and Prentice boys basketball from Tomahawk. Jeff Hakenin will bring you the call. And it's going to be a fun atmosphere for that contest on Thursday. And we'll bring it to you at 7 o'clock. The winner will play again Saturday for the right to go to Madison and play in the big state tournament. So Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Rib Lake, Prentice, boys. You've got it right here with local guy Jeff Hakenin. Let's get you a little words of wisdom for a March the 12th. We take a moment to focus on the family.
A key indicator that humans are unique from animals is that we tell stories. Humans have told each other stories since ancient times, sharing over campfires, over phones, even over cubicle walls. We tell each other stories through music, movies, and books. The book Call of the Wild stirs up our hunger for adventure. To Kill a Mockingbird speaks to us about race and inequality. The movie Sleepless in Seattle ignites our desire for intimacy and love. We follow characters from point A to point B and get pulled into the drama of their lives. We laugh with them. We cry. We debate the morality of their choices. We identify with their joy and with their sorrow. Animals don't do any of that. They exist in community, but their goal is survival, not self-discovery. From birds in a nest to a herd of elephants, animals don't contemplate the mysteries of their species or ponder transcendent questions about who they are and where they come from. Only humans seek more out of life than food and shelter. The stories we tell communicate ideas more profound than the location of the nearest watering hole. They reveal our desire for meaning, for connection, and for purpose. Stories connect us with each other in a way that transcends mere animal instinct. The next time you're with friends telling stories, recognize that those exchanges reveal that you're more than an intelligent animal. You're human. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Val Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader. Is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just snow, I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
They said change your clothes. She said no, I won't. They said comb your hair. She said some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave. She said yes I will. They said don't see him. She said his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old, Satan's time. She thinks they're too old. They think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you want to be. She's a wild one. She has future plans and dreams at night.
Hill, Faith Hill there at 98Q. Our Brewer ticket giveaway keyword is coming up in just a little bit after 7 o'clock. The winner of yesterday's tickets has been texted, so check your phone. The news is coming up next.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends. 'Cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe them streets of gold are worth the work. But I'd still want to go, even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing. Most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. Go fast, and every breath's a gift, the first one to the last. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks.